If you have been pouring out all your energy, skills, and self at work, thinking that more effort is the only way for you to earn your next promotion, then this episode is for you. In today's episode, I am pulling back the curtain on a powerful fact. Working less, yes, working less, is the key to getting promoted and increasing your salary by 50K. In this episode, I'm going to share mindset shifts that you need, how to stop striving, and why setting boundaries is going to be the boldest move to help you get promoted into a higher level, higher impact role. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for professional women ready to leave miserable jobs, stop being overlooked, and land higher paying roles they're excited about without compromising who they are. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from feeling unfulfilled and stuck at work to thriving in a career I've loved for over 10 years. Along the way, the professional awards, $3 million federal grant, and textbook I wrote are some evidence of the impact I've been able to have, all while building a coaching business to help women like you find fulfillment and have impact in their careers. Inside my programs, Find Your Fulfilling Career and Next Level Career, I guide women to clarify their path, land dream jobs, and negotiate salary increases with faith and confidence. Whether you're ready to leave a soul-sucking job or advance into your next level role, you're in the right place. Together, we'll uncover what's holding you back and help you step confidently into the career and life God has for you. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. I hope you're well, and I hope you're excited for today's episode. I know you saw the title before you clicked, and so hopefully this is something that you are ready to hear and ready to implement, because I'm going to be talking about how working less is the secret key to getting promoted with a $50,000 salary increase. Now, I should start this episode being super clear who it's for, just so you know who I'm talking to. And really, I'm thinking of, if you're listening to this and you are a professional working career person and you want to get promoted potentially to a manager, a director, or a VP level role, you want to advance in your career at some level, and you are starting to recognize that the company that you're in right now is not the place to do that. Maybe you're starting to see that a cap has been put on your advancement, or there's just no room for growth, or you just don't want to be in that organization or that environment for whatever reason it may be. And you know that to get promoted, you're going to have to go into a different organization. That's who this episode is going to be for. So if you really want to stay in your organization and try to get a promotion, you can definitely still listen to this episode. But the strategies I'm going to be talking about today are definitely not for the person who's trying to stay internal. Now, the reason why I'm recording this episode is because in my experience, a lot of women, when they reach a point in their career where they know that they're ready to advance, usually, you know, when I think of the way I talk about career development, I always say something should be changing in your career every 2 years. Now, it doesn't mean you're getting a promotion every 2 years, but something should be changing, whether it's a new project, a new responsibility, the promotion, a job change, whatever it may be. About every 2 years on average, who we are changes and evolves. And so the work that you're doing, because your work is where you spend most of your waking hours, so the place where you're spending most of your waking hours also needs to evolve every 2 years. Otherwise, this is when you find yourself feeling dissatisfied, unhappy, and unfulfilled in your career. And for some people, that 2 year mark is usually the promotion, and maybe you have been ready for it for 2 years, but it's not happening in your current organization. For whatever reason or the other, you're not getting the promotion. It's been at this point maybe 4, 6, 8 years of you, even 10. I'm thinking of the client that I'm working with right now that made me think of this episode, has been in her organization for 10 years, has been ready for the promotion for 8 of those 10 years. Has been working at the level of her boss without the title or the salary to match for 6 of those 10 years. So I'm doing an increment of 2, because just depending on who you are, you might have been experiencing this just 2 years in, 4 years, 6 years, 8 years, and whatever it may be. But where I was going with that was that What I've seen is that when most women are ready, when they are at that point where they're ready for a promotion, they're ready to advance in their career, they're ready for something to change, they start working harder. I see that women start expending more energy in their career when they're ready for that promotion. And this is usually happening because they sometimes think that they need to prove themselves. So if I need a promotion, I need to prove that I'm ready. I need to prove that I have the skills. I need to prove that I can be successful at that higher level. I need to prove that I deserve the promotion. They might start working harder because secretly, low-key, they think something is wrong with them. Like, you might be thinking that you're the problem. And this one usually sets in when you have tried to get that promotion multiple times and they keep shutting you down. And then at some point, you start internalizing that rejection and that shutdown and thinking you're the problem. So now you're thinking, I'm not good enough. I'm a failure. I don't have the skills to operate at the high level. I'm not ready. Maybe they're right. Maybe I don't know what I'm doing. You start doubting yourself. Or the harder, like working harder might set in when you think that you did not get the promotion because you're not doing enough. So you think, oh, they didn't give me the promotion because I'm not doing enough. So I'm going to work harder to show that I can operate at that higher level, to show that I have the skills, I have what it takes, that I'm ready. Usually one of those three things or some kind of flavor of one of those three things often leads women to start working harder and usually overworking when they are ready to advance and get a promotion and get seen and get paid more and get a higher title in their career. I want to just pause here and I want you to think about those three things. Do any of those sound like you or your situation right now? Like if you are currently trying, you're in a phase in your career where you do want to advance and you recognize that you have been working really hard, but you still haven't been promoted. I'm curious if you're able to pinpoint the reason why you're working harder and if it is any one of those three things. And like I said, there's a specific client that I'm working with right now that made me think of this because this is a client who has been ready to advance for 6 years with her current company. And she was doing more to prove herself because she wanted to get a raise. She had asked for a raise for, three different times she had asked for a raise. And, you know, it would usually be they wanted to see something specific, you know, do this, do that. The line essentially kept moving. And so she started working harder to prove herself to get that raise. And not only did it not work, what really started happening was they brought somebody external to fill that position that she wanted. And then her boss started taking credit for her own work. So this client was the only direct report to her boss, but my client has like 3 to 4 direct reports to her. And so there are times when her and her boss would need to work on something and they'd split up the project, like who's going to do what part. And her boss did not do her own part. So my client ended up doing her boss's part of the work just to meet the deadline. It was like some budget activities. And then in board meetings, the boss is taking credit for all the work. The boss is acting like she did the work, like she knows what she's talking about, like she knows what she's doing. And it has left my client feeling exhausted. This is what made her become my client. When they not only said no to the raise again, but then they brought somebody else to fill the role that she wanted, she knew it was time for her to get support because her company just is not the place for her to advance. And it left her feeling exhausted. And I'm saying that because if you want to get a promotion and you have been overworking because you either want to prove yourself or you think you're not doing enough or you think something is wrong with you, what that usually leads to, that working harder, just leads to you getting burnt out just in life and in work. You're going to be feeling exhausted, drained. You're not going to have energy for life, for your loved ones, to just exist and be. You're going to be overworking, which drains you mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and it exacerbates feelings of self-doubt. Because it is, like, you have to realize that it is very painful for you to be expending a lot of energy for a specific outcome, only for that outcome not to happen. And the longer you stay in a company where they keep overlooking you for promotion, eventually what starts happening is you start internalizing the rejection. That's where the self-doubt is coming from. Like, wait, I'm working hard. I'm operating at a high level, right? I'm operating in excellence. I'm meeting deadlines. I'm taking work home. I'm, you know, helping people. I'm supporting, and I'm still not getting the promotion. And then here's what your brain does. So maybe I am the problem. Maybe there's something that they know that I don't about what I'm capable of. It can really increase and exacerbate self-doubt, which starts to take a hammer to your confidence, which is terrible for you if you're trying to advance and get, you know, go into a leadership role or job search externally. And so the longer you stay in a place where you're overworking and you are still being overlooked, it just long term is not good for your professional identity as a career woman. And so if any of that sounds like you, there's a high chance that you have now reached a point in your career where you realize that you need to leave to get promoted. Like, you're just recognizing that this company is not going to be the place where you're going to get, or be able to have, I should say, more impact, more pay, and more responsibility in your career. You're starting to just see the light, so to speak. But the problem is, you have been overworking in your career. So that has become your new norm. That has become your new way of operating, is to do more, give more, expend more energy. And so even though you know logically that you need to leave your current company to get into, to get your promotion at a new organization, the busyness of your current role is draining all your energy. So the constant meetings, the emails, the fires that you have to put out, the projects, the direct reports that you have to manage, the things that you have to put together, the reports that you have to send, all of that is draining all your energy. And so now you feel like you don't have enough time to think about your next step, not to mention actively search for a new higher level job with a company. Like, every time you see a role that you think you could even apply for, it just stresses you out. It stresses you out. You're like, I don't even have the energy to, what am I going to do my resume? When am I going to write a cover letter? I don't even know when I'm going to put anything together. And so then you just stay sort of like in this company. Like, there's a part of your brain that knows, hey, I need to leave, but you don't have the energy or the time to put into actually leaving so that you can get promoted with a different company. Now, the problem in this scenario is that you are given too much to a job that is not pouring back into you. Let me say that again. You are given too much to a job that is not pouring back into you. If your company is not investing in your growth, if they're not investing in your skill development, in your advancement, you need to stop overfunctioning and redirect that energy towards your own career. Okay. So, like, the fact that you have been in this organization for years and you have been already operating at a higher level, but they're not giving you the title or the pay to match, that is showing you how much they do or don't, in this case, value you. Like, nothing is going to change. I know sometimes I've worked with some women who have said, you know, I was just waiting for it to get better. It's not going to get better. You have years of evidence at this point that it's not going to get better. If you have been there for 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10, 11 years, and you have been overproducing and overworking for them, getting results, getting outcomes, making impact, having, you know, a great effect on the company, and they still haven't promoted you, that is years of data that you have that they don't value you. And so staying to wait for it to get better is, you know, not helpful. But again, usually at this point, if you're listening to this, you probably have already recognized that you need to go to a different company. And so the solution that you need for this problem is what I call the 70% rule. You need to adopt the 70% rule in your life and in your career. So what is the 70% rule? This is when you give 70% effort to your current job. And yes, you can actually do that. You can actually scale back your effort to 70%. And I'm saying that because I remember the first time I told one client about this, she was so shocked. She was like, wait, what? I can just work less? Like, she was like, I had never even considered that as an option. Like, she had never thought that she could scale back. But it is time at this stage of trying to advance in your career, it's time for you to strategically scale back your effort so that you can create space for your job search without compromising your performance. Now, before I talk more about the 70% rule, there's a mindset shift that you inherently have to adopt to be able to implement the 70% rule, okay? And I said this before, but I just want to reiterate, if you are overworking and you are overlooked, your company doesn't care about you. Like, I wanted to just put it in very simple, plain language. If you're overworking and you're overlooked, they don't care about you. So you need to shift your energy and your focus into now thinking about how to advance your career. Because what you have to realize is that when you are working for an organization, you are still a CEO. Like, your responsibility is to be the CEO of your career. So when I say you're a CEO, your career is the company that you are in charge of. And as an employee for another organization, all you're doing is contracting out or lending out your skills, your knowledge, your talent to that company to help them reach their goals. And your job is transactional. Okay, let me put it that way. You have to recognize if you are working for a company, that is a transactional relationship. And that's not a bad thing. It just means that for a transactional relationship to be healthy, both parties have to be benefiting. And so if you are giving your talents, your skills, your knowledge to an organization, that you're helping them reach their own goals, you're helping the CEO of that company reach their goals, whether it's increased revenue, increased retention, reduced expenses, increased efficiency, whatever it may be, that company is getting what they need from the relationship. But when you look at the company that is your career, all you're seeing is stagnance. You're not growing. You haven't learned new skills. Your salary is increasing by the measly 3 to 4 to 5% annual increase that they do. Meanwhile, inflation is going up by 7, 11%. Like, your salary is not keeping up with the cost of living. If you look and you haven't learned new skills, you haven't been exposed to new opportunities, your network is not growing. That means your career that your company, which is your career that you are responsible for, is unhealthy. You are not running a healthy company. You as the CEO are not doing your job to advance your career. So now in this transactional relationship that is between you and your company, they are benefiting more than you are. Like, you have to just see that. You have to first recognize and accept that for you to act like a good CEO, a diligent CEO for your company. That means you need to start making decisions, finding opportunities that benefit your company. You need the knowledge, the skills, the network, the opportunities that help you grow your company. And if what you need is no longer at the current company that you are in partnership with, it is time for you to find a different partner that will give you a healthier transactional relationship. I hope you tracked with that. And I'm spending time here because this 70% rule that I'm about to talk about, it really requires that you have already bought into the fact that, hey, I'm the CEO of my career. I have to act like the CEO of my career, which means I have to make decisions that grow and benefit my career, knowing that when your career is thriving, the company that you are in partnership with, that other organization, they will automatically benefit, right? So, because sometimes I know I've heard this phrase before, play for the name on the front of the jersey, not the name on the back. So you know how with the jersey, the team's name is on the front and your name is on the back? And they say, focus on the name on the front, not the back. And it's like, no, honey. When the name on the back is thriving and happy and successful, the name on the front benefits automatically. Meaning, when you are growing, when you are advancing, when you are thriving, any company that you are working for will automatically get the excellence that overflows from your happiness in your career. It's just that simple. And so I want you to step into that mindset of, what does it mean for me to be the CEO of my career? If I think about being the CEO of my career and I look at the state of my career right now, am I being a good CEO? Am I making good CEO decisions, or have I abdicated responsibility for the growth of my career to the other company that I'm in partnership with, which right now is your employer? Have I abdicated growth of my career to my employer? Which, if you have, is a terrible position to be in because you are not your employer's priority. The company is your employer's priority, as it should be. Your priority should be your company. And so really just like sit with that for a moment and just think, am I being a good CEO? Am I making decisions? Am I pursuing opportunities that are growing and advancing my career? Or have I just settled? Even though I know deep down that I want more impact in my career, I want more money, I want more responsibility. Have I just settled and accepted things the way they are and said, you know what, maybe it's just not in the cards for me? If you can reflect on that and realize, you know what, it's time for me to be a good CEO, then the 70% rule at this stage of your career, in the advanced stage, this is what is going to help you shift energetically where you're pouring your energy. This is what's going to help you start focusing on growing your career and your company as opposed to leaving that responsibility to your employer. And so like I said earlier, the 70% rule is essentially where you scale back your efforts at work right now so that you have more room and more space to focus on getting that promotion and that salary increase. So essentially, it is working less so that you can get promoted. And let me even say, like, why might working less help you get a promotion? Well, when you scale back, when you're working less, it gives you the bandwidth to focus on strategic tasks at work right now. So instead of doing busy work, you can actually pause and look at what you're responsible for and ask yourself, what do I actually need to be working on to be having impact in this organization, like right now at work? What are the things that matter to your manager, to your manager's manager, to the leaders of the company? What are the things and the tasks that actually align with what you are being measured on? So you have space to do that. It gives you space to even just process personal stuff. Remember another client that I'm working with right now? So in my one-on-one coaching Next Level Career, I work with women one-on-one to help them get promoted and increase their salary by 20 to 50K. And this was a client who was in a very similar situation as I'm talking to you about right now, where overworking for a company, didn't have space to job search. That's why she hired a coach, because she was like, you know what? I know I need a promotion. I know it's not going to happen in my current company. I just need someone to just tell me what to do so that I can get that promotion, which we did get her into a new role with a new organization. But early on in our work, because she implemented the 70% rule and scaled back, what happened was, because she was also in therapy, working on just personal like childhood traumas, which we talked about some of it in our sessions because I'm a licensed professional counselor. So I am able to process some of that stuff. But most of our work was focused on the career. But what we realized was because she had now scaled back at work, she now had the mental space and bandwidth to process and unpack some things personally. Like she was healing relationships. She was healing herself. She was healing her body, which made her such a better leader when she went into her new role. So when you scale back, like that's just even like a side bonus of the benefit of that is now you have space personally to process things. It also, when you scale back, it also allows you to stop prioritizing your company because you now have room to think and reflect and you have room to start realizing, wait, I've been given wifey status to a company that hasn't put a ring on it. Like I have been doing the most for a company that has not been doing the most for me back. And when you realize that it's okay for me to get my promotion, I need to be like, you just sit and think and realize I need to be somewhere else. I need to be in a different environment with a different company that values me. So it gives you space to do that. When you start working less, you stop always being available. That is one of the traps. Like one of the traps for women to advance is this availability at work where you're saying yes to everything. You're the yes person. You're doing all the tasks. You're the reliable person. You're the hard worker. This is why in your annual evaluations, they're telling you that you're such a great addition to the team. You're such a valuable employee, but girl, the money and the title ain't reflecting it. Like if I'm such a great employee, pay, like run me my check, give me the promotion. But when you start working less and you stop being available, one, they're going to value you more because they'll see that you're making a difference. But two, it allows you to now realize your value and speak so much more confidently when you go for interviews at a different company and go for a promotion. And you stop doing busy work. I said this earlier, but I want to emphasize that like you just stop saying yes to things that are sort of like executor tasks. Like you stop being a hard worker and you start being a decision maker. Working less allows you to move from the hard worker to the decision maker. And if you're trying to get promoted to be a leader, you don't need to be a hard worker. You need to be a strategic decision maker. So ultimately, when you work less, it allows you to focus on searching for that right role in right company so that you can land your promotion with a different company that is actually going to value you. Like working less just gives you the bandwidth to do the work of getting the promotion. Not to mention, like, let me just throw in here for my Christians who are listening to this episode, not to mention that Proverbs 23:4 says, do not overwork to be rich. That's the first half. There's a second half that I'm not remembering right now. And I remember the first time. So I listened to this. I listened to a podcast called Daily Audio Bible. That's how I go through the Bible in a year. And I remember the first time I heard this verse, I was driving to work and it convicted me so hard because y'all, I am, let me just confess right now. I am confessing. I'm an overworker. Like if somebody doesn't come and stop me, I will work. I will sit at my computer for hours on end. I'm trying to do better. I'm actively working on more rest. But so let me just share that conviction with you. Like, that convicted me so hard. Like, the Bible literally is there in plain English. Do not overwork to be rich. And work, this is not to say work is bad, because all throughout the Bible, if you look from Genesis to Ecclesiastes to Proverbs to the New Testament, even Paul says it, like, we're built to work. Like, somewhere in, I think it's in Corinthians or Colossians, I'm not sure which one, but Paul says, if anybody doesn't work, let them not eat. So this is not saying, like, work is not bad. We were created to work. God put us on earth to do work. But rest is of God. Rest is part of God's design for us in our lives. And so in addition to working less getting you the promotion, working less also allows you to reconnect with your Heavenly Father. It allows you to create margin in your life. It gives you space to be with God. It gives you space to actively practice or live out your trust in God as a provider. And so if you have been working super hard because you want to get recognized and get this promotion, like, let me just give you some biblical basis for working less and watching God shift in your life and giving you more. Okay. So all that being said, I feel like I just spent like half the episode setting the scene. And it's just really important to me, because every time I've worked with a client to talk about the 70% rule, initially, there's always some pushback. Like, we have been so conditioned to do more, especially if you are a Black woman or a woman of color. Like, it has been beaten into our heads that you have to do more to get the same as your compatriots. Like, we have been socialized to work to prove our value and prove our effort. And so every time I talk about the 70% rule, it is a big mindset shift. So that's why I've taken this long to set the scene, because I really want you to be bought in before I start sharing the strategy. So I hope you are bought in, because now let me share with you, okay, concretely, what does it look like to apply the 70% rule strategically to your life? Like, how do you implement this? So let me share some concrete ideas. And now, this is not comprehensive, because usually when I do this with my clients in Next Level Career, it's always going to be based on your role, your company, your responsibilities, what's happening outside your life. We do this work together to audit your tasks and then see what, you know, what 70% looks like for you. But I'm just going to share some ideas of things that you can do on your own now. First and most basic is pick a log of time and respect it. Notice that I didn't give you a specific time. Just know that there needs to be a log of time in your life. 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, something. Ideally, in an ideal world, I would say your log of time should be at the latest, absolute latest, 7:30. Because, girl, you need to eat dinner. You need to eat dinner before 9 for your body to really digest it before bedtime. So in an ideal world, you're logging off 7:30 at the latest. But that's just me saying that. That's not what you have to follow. A time. Look at your schedule. What is a time that you can do? I think what would be like easily applicable is if there's a certain time right now where you normally log off, then you can do an hour earlier or 30 minutes earlier. And when I say log off, however you define that, is it closing your laptop? Is it leaving the office? Is it closing the email app on your phone? Pretty much just step away from work at a specific time, pick a specific time, and respect that specific time. Essentially, having a log of time allows you to start that process of disconnecting from work and creating space for yourself, whatever you want to do with the rest of the time. But just pick a specific log of time. I would say start with a week. Just try it for a week and see how it goes. Another idea for how you can implement the 70% rule is audit your tasks for a week. So starting on a Monday, every time you do something on, like, at work, anything, just write it down. Grab a journal or a note on your phone, your computer, whatever it may be. Write down every single thing you do for an entire week, and next to it, how long it took you and what day it was. Like, on Monday, you might say, checked emails, 20 minutes in parentheses. Went to a leadership meeting, 30 minutes in parentheses, whatever it may be. Just track everything for a week. All you're doing is tracking in the first week. You're not doing anything with that information. Do it from Monday through Friday. And then on Saturday or the next Monday, whenever it may be, look at your task that you've audited and be honest with yourself and critical, and ask, how many of the things on this list do I really need to do? Like, what do I actually have to do, and what can I delegate out either to a direct report, to a team member, back to my boss even? Like, what needs to be off my plate and take some things off your plate. Like when you look at your list of things, do numbers, count every unique task. So obviously if you check email, let's say every day, that's one task. Don't count for every day and do the math. If you have 10 things total, and I'm just saying this because it's easy math for me, I know you will have more than 10. Ask yourself, okay, how can I cut 30% of things off this list, right? So if you have 10 things, you need to take 3 things off and delegate those 3 things. And that's a more tangible way to get to 70%. Then I also want you to start saying no to new projects. And again, remember, I said at the beginning of this episode, this is if you know that you need to leave your company to get your promotion. You're not trying to get promoted internally, okay? Start saying no to new projects. If you are getting a project that is just a side task or it's just extra work, it's a side project, you know, mentoring, working on committees, if it doesn't directly benefit your career goals, like if it's not directly related to the kind of job you're trying to land, say no. I don't have the capacity. I don't have the bandwidth. I'm going to hand that off. It's time to give this work back, right? It's not in my job description. If the work is coming directly from your boss, ask them to prioritize for you. This is something that I always do with my clients and it's always effective for them. If you have a full plate, and right now we are defining your plate as full because we're trying to cut back anyway. So it doesn't matter if you have some room, we're still trying to cut back. So your plate is full and you get a new project. You know, you could pause and say to your boss, hey, I would love to take that on. Here are the 5 things I'm working on right now. Which of those things would you like me to deprioritize to add this to my task list? Tell them to prioritize for you, because sometimes what happens is they might not know how much you're doing. So they might hear that and say, oh, okay, never mind. I'm going to give that to somebody else. Or you might be doing some things that don't even matter. They might say, actually, 2 of those things are not a priority right now. Take them off. And that's saving you time and energy, right? So you can ask your boss to prioritize for you. And then the other thing that I'll say for implementing the 70% rule directly is detach from the outcome at your job. Detach from the outcomes. Like, it is time for you to stop being pressed to be recognized, to be visible, to be valued. Like, you're leaving this company anyway. You're on the way out. Stop being pressed for recognition. Do your work. Do your impactful work, right? The things that you need to do that really matter, and then bounce. Stop trying to get recognized, be flashy, be seen, go above and beyond, carrying the company on your back, being the dependable one that everybody comes to for answers. No. It's time for you to stop laying in bed at night thinking about a project and thinking about a work. Detach from it. Because guess what? They ain't laying in bed at night thinking about you and your company. Like, they're not. So you need to detach from the outcome. Show up in excellence at 70%. That's enough. Like, you can be excellent at 70%. Most of the women that I work with, your 70% is better than your colleagues' 100%. Shoot, your 70% is better than your colleagues' 110% because you're just a person of excellence anyway. So stop thinking about how they don't value you and how they don't see you and they don't respect you. You're going where you're going to be valued anyway. That's taking up mental energy that is keeping you from focusing on your job search. Release it. Release this company to just be a company that you're neutral about. You're showing up, you're clocking your time, you're doing your work in excellence, and you're going to focus on advancing your company. When you implement these things to operate at 70%, now you can direct the 30% of bandwidth that you have created in your life, you can direct that to your job search. Now you can take that 30%, that time and energy, you can reclaim it back and do things like update your resume and LinkedIn to show the strategic impact that you've been having in your career. You can start rebuilding or re-energizing your network, having one-on-one meetings with decision makers and people at the companies you're targeting. You can start prepping yourself for interviews by collating your career stories and thinking about how you're going to tell your career story to show that you're ready to be an impactful leader in your career. You can work with a coach, right? Like, this is the time when you would hire me and work with me in Next Level Career as your coach to help you get that promotion with less stress in your life. And you can rest. You can take some of this time to rest and just reconnect with yourself and reconnect with God and really think about the impact you want to have and where you want to go with your career. You can use this time to research industries and companies that match your values and the kind of leader that you want to be. So when you work less, when you rest, you can now job search with more clarity and more confidence. And because you now have more clarity and more confidence, this is why you're going to get promoted. Because now you have space to actually find those roles that will lead to a 50K salary increase and position yourself for those roles. You have the mental bandwidth to do the research because there is, like, job searching takes some time and effort from you. And if you have given 100% of, like, this is just simple math. If you give 100% of everything you have to this company that's not valuing you, you have nothing to give to yourself. It's just that simple. You're not going to have time to find the promotion or find the company that's going to give you the promotion. So when you work less, when you scale back your effort, you have clarity, you have confidence, you can now do your research. You can find 50K roles or roles that will increase your salary by 50K. You learn how to market yourself better because you now have time to really think about your career and the impact you've made and the changes you've made so that you can position yourself for them on your resume, your LinkedIn profile, your cover letter, and in interviews. You have time to think creatively and logically. Because I think something that we also often forget is that job searching requires a lot of your frontal cortex, meaning the part of your brain that is responsible for creative thinking, logical thinking, decision-making, future thinking. You need that to job search effectively, even when you're working with a coach. Because as a coach, I'm going to be asking you questions like, you know, what do you want to do? And does this sound helpful to you? And does this look right on your resume? And what changes do you want us to make? You still have to be involved in that process. Even though I do some of the work for you, we still work together. And when you are giving 100, 110% to your company, that leaves you extremely stressed. And that constant stress starts to stress your system neurologically, physiologically. You have less capacity in your frontal cortex to think creatively and logically for your job search, for your promotion. It makes it harder for you to talk about the work that you've done in networking meetings. It makes it harder for you to market yourself in interviews and to really articulate your value in interviews. And so when you scale back your efforts, you can think creatively and logically about your job search and in partnership with a coach if you choose to work with the coach. You can interview more confidently because now you have had time to think, to reflect, to do the work, to put your marketing materials together. Marketing materials, meaning your resume, your cover letter, your LinkedIn profile. And so now you have seen for yourself that you are more than qualified for this job, that you have the skills that it takes. And so when you go into interview, you're speaking more confidently, you're speaking more articulately. You've had time to practice with your coach to help you put your career story together and tell a clear story about why you are ready for that higher level job that you want to get promoted into. When you work less, it just creates space for you to be more successful in landing your promotion while increasing your salary by at least 50K with a new organization. And I can already hear you. I can already hear you. You're worried about your reputation. You're like, but if I scale back, will they say I'm not working as hard? Is it going to ruin my reputation? What if I need a reference from this company? Girl, it's not going to ruin your reputation because you're still going to be doing work at your company. You're still going to be delivering results. You're just going to be focused on what really matters at your company. In fact, doing this is going to reinforce your value because you will now be delivering results at your current company at a higher level because you have focused your efforts. You have focused your efforts on what is going to move the needle. Now you're going to be operating better at your current company. So let me recap. If you want an external promotion, if you're trying to get promoted with a 50K salary increase at a different company that is not your current company, working less is going to give you room to focus on your search. Working less is what you have not tried yet. 70% effort is going to allow you to still deliver results at your current company while also creating bandwidth for you to grow as a professional, for you to market yourself as a professional, for you to reconnect with yourself as a professional, which will allow you to show up in your job search better. And even when you go into that new role, because again, you're trying to get promoted, which means more responsibilities, more impact, and yes, more money. When you scale back your efforts, you're going to go into your new role feeling refreshed, feeling rejuvenated, and hit the ground ready to start making that impact and that difference. If you're thinking, okay, what is the first step in this process? Just audit your task. Just do the task audit thing that I shared. Audit your task for a week. And then the next week, scale back your efforts and see how that moves for you. Now, if you need help in doing all of this, you're like, you know what? Yep, I've been overworking and I've been overlooked. Like you realize that you're overworking, but it's not getting you the title. It's not getting you the salary increase. Then I invite you to work with me as your coach because I can help you do both the 70% scale back and job search. So a Next Level Career is my one-on-one coaching partnership where we work together for 6 months to help you get promoted while increasing your salary by 20 to 50K. When we work together, you get access to bi-weekly coaching. That way you never feel any pressure to rush. You get space to implement while still dealing with all the busy things happening. You have a private channel with me where you get support in between our meetings. You have access to different tools, whether it's I help you build your resume, prep for the interview, negotiate the salary increase, and you're getting bi-weekly coaching support on mindset, faith, strategy to really help you reconnect with yourself while you land that promotion. And so if you want help doing this, if you want support in doing this, I invite you to work with me one-on-one in Next Level Career. You can go to privatecareercoaching.com to learn more about NLC and book a free sales call with me. Again, that URL is privatecareercoaching.com. On the sales call, we get to talk more about your goals, talk more about the barriers that you're experiencing right now, and talk about how I can help you get promoted with a 20 to 50K salary increase when we work together in NLC. That URL is going to also be in the episode description. The URL is privatecareercoaching.com. If you are ready to land your promotion with a 20 to 50K salary increase within the next 6 months, you should definitely check out NLC so we can work together. Thank you for listening to this episode. As usual, I hope you found it helpful. If you did, don't forget to leave us a rating or a review on whatever platform you're listening on. It does help the podcast grow. And I will catch you on the next episode. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode. If you're ready to stop feeling overlooked in your career and start stepping into your next level role with faith and confidence, I've got something special for you. I created a private podcast series just for professional Christian women like you, teaching you exactly how to step into higher paying, higher impact roles without compromising who you are. Visit nextlevelrole.com to sign up and listen today. Again, that link is nextlevelrole.com, or you can just click the link in the episode description to get started. Your next level role is waiting for you, so let's make it happen.